From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And leaders of the Senate say that they are within striking distance of a deal to end the 14-day-long government shutdown and raise the debt ceiling by Thursday when the Treasury says the U.S. will no longer be able to pay its bills. So close to a deal, in fact, that a meeting scheduled for this hour at the White House with President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker John Boehner, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has been postponed to give negotiators more time. So lots of movement suddenly on a day that began with no known scheduled talks. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving has been following this. Ron, how should we read that postponement?
This is a positive postponement by all signs. Both Leader Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid of Nevada, and Mitch McConnell, who is the Republican leader in the Senate, went to the Senate floor in the past hour and said, we need to have a little bit more time to talk, but we're actually making some progress. We think we're going to get something put together that could be a solution in the next few days, not in the next hour, not in the next 2 or 3 hours, maybe not tonight, but something was coming together. And the leader on the Democratic side, Harry Reid, said that he hoped to have something put together before they went to see the president next. Well, at the time, it was only minutes before we expected them to be getting in cars and going down Pennsylvania Avenue. So that was a pretty clear sign that that meeting was not going to happen on schedule, but it could still happen sometime today.
Now, remind us what some of the sticking points are or were. We had that spasm yesterday, Republicans claiming that Democrats moved the goalposts, not them, Republicans, by asking that those automatic sequester cuts that have already been enacted be less severe before they sign a deal. Are Republicans right in saying that bringing the sequester cuts in now is unfair of the Democrats?
They're right to say that the Democrats are now trying to renegotiate something that they had been willing to sign off on before. But they're not the only ones playing that game. Back in the early part of the summer, there was a deal, an informal deal, between the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, leader of the Republicans. And by that deal, the Democrats would accept this much lower number for overall spending, in other words, the continuation of the tight sequester limits that we've been working with now for a number of months, and that have been having quite a few effects. And that on the other side, the Republicans would give by bringing forward a clean spending bill for the new fiscal year, a continuing resolution, as it's called, and that they would not shut down the government. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that something has gone wrong with that arrangement. Now that the Democrats are angry at the Republicans for not being able to deliver on their side of the bargain, keeping the government open and bringing forward a clean funding bill without a lot of bites taken out of the Affordable Care Act, they're saying we need to get back some of what we were willing to give up in the original negotiations.
All right, these sequester cuts. Well, on the Republican side, there was that plan from Senator Susan Collins and a bipartisan group to lift the debt ceiling temporarily to fund government at current levels for 6 months. But it also included getting rid of that tax on medical devices that companies had to pay. The Obama administration held fast that that was part of what would fund the Affordable Care Act. So where are we on the Republican side? Is that still a sticking point?
That is still a sticking point. There is the possibility that instead of getting rid of that medical device tax, which of course really affects people in those states where those devices are manufactured in particular, and some of the senators are judging their position largely on that basis, that could possibly be delayed. I don't see it being stripped out. If you strip it out, then you're really knocking out one of the main supports for the Affordable Care Act. That would be too much for the president. But what they might do is delay its implementation, or they might look at some of the income verification requirements for people who are receiving subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, or they might look at some other things they can tweak. Let's put it bluntly. Many on the Republican side demand some kind of a bite out of Obamacare. If there isn't any kind of a bite at all, they're just not going to vote for it. So Susan Collins is really trying to balance some very difficult balls in the air at once.
Well, the people that you're referring to include Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who's wanted to hold fast to that demand. He and Sarah Palin, Utah Senator Mike Lee, showed up at a protest for the close to the public World War II memorial yesterday. It is open to World War II vets. There have been, people have been wondering in just a few seconds on this, Ron, how can Lee and Cruz demand an end to the shutdown that they were instrumental in engineering?
They don't see it as their shutdown. Of course, this is all very much a rhetorical matter of argument. But they see it as the president who refuses to back down on the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. And they say that's the reason there's a shutdown. They say it's the Democrats and not them.
Okay. Well, despite that, there has been, it seems like, some warming up in Washington. We'll keep an eye on that. Ron Elving, senior Washington editor for NPR. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.